The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Like Chappelle and fucking Kevin Hart and
Mooney. Cat Williams, Eddie Murphy. Cat Williams, but
they have just all kinds of other ones that are just like not total nonsense.
Remember that time Cat Williams got beat up by like a 10-year-old?
Are we live? Are we like on Facebook now? Yeah. Yeah, okay. This is 198, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great thing to come in on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 198 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm on.
Alicia. And you may... Oh, hi, Alicia.
You killed me.
Yeah, Gabe interrupted.
Sorry, I'm that guy. Yeah, how are you today, face. Alicia? If I had to be in a house with Juan all day, every day, I would also yell at Juan.
Probably.
We do good work.
I've pretty much yelled at everybody in my house so far this week.
I still just go to work every day. Sometimes.
Who's tapping on something?
Petrie. Was it you, Petrie?
I mean, not doing the tappy tappy.
To get all up in our business.
So, for those of you who are watching and later listening to the podcast, you may or may not have noticed that we are still in quarantine.
In the queue.
Quarantino.
So we're just all in our own separate houses. Juan is at his kitchen table. I'm at my kitchen table. Tim has opted to lay in bed. And Doyle, of course, is in a cave again. So,
But this time I am indoors.
That's good.
I don't have any
The kidnappers. The kidnappers moved him out of the trunk, and now he's in some kind of room, closet. We don't really know. He's got a dog, though.
Oh. There's Christy and Felix. This went well last time.
Their challenge video is amazing. Hey, did you guys watch it?
No.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. What was the challenge video?
Our garage floor is very high. It was like shotgunning a beer.
Please tell them, because they're dumb and haven't watched your video, what exactly you do in your video, please.
So you duct tape beers to your garage door and then open your garage door and try to chug the beer as it flows out.
That sounds dumb. I'm going to definitely have to go find that. That sounds amazing.
You guys should have done that. You guys should do it.
Quarantine dumb.
Yeah, my garage door opener is named Ashton, and he's not here. So. That would be
That needs to happen now. You just need Ashton, like, slowly pulling it back.
Yes. Yeah, just slowly.
But he's making a noise. He's like,
So it's not even hinged. Like, it's just like this, and it just goes, oop, like that.
Oh, shoot. You better swallow hard, fast.
Yeah, my garage door is like...
Gabe swallows hard and fast all the time.
It's true. So what have you guys been doing to keep yourselves busy? Because that's pretty much the only kind of conversation that we can have right now.
That.
Shotgunning beers off your garage door.
Drinking margaritas every night.
Yeah, I've done way more day drinking in the last, 2 weeks than I have in, the last 2 years.
Agreed.
I smoke a lot now.
Oh, no shit.
Everybody's looking at his shape, too.
I shaved my beard yesterday. That hurt.
What's that?
No.
Did Devin have the Rona?
No.
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I just added the garage video to the chat.
Nice.
Oh, snap.
I got to figure out how to do that.
Just look at the comments, and then you just do look at the video. I mean, it's not that hard, Gabe.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
It's easy if you try, Dick.
Chat on ours.
Gabe, you could do a watch party even.
Stay right there. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. What's up?
I think we should all, the rest of us, try and do this challenge and make videos of it.
Agreed.
Make a mess in the garage.
Yeah, I just cleaned my garage floor. I don't think I could be dirtying it up again.
Oh, I'll just hose it out. Gosh.
What are you going to do? Eat off of it?
Just yeah.
Lay it down. It's not a big deal. Oh, my God.
Hose it.
Lame. Oh, my God. What else are you going to do right now?
A lot of stuff. I mean, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. We just are about to start Survivor Season 40.
Jesus.
You're behind, bro.
We caught up. We literally watched almost 1 through 39 in a year. Do you know how much Survivor I've put in my brain in the last year?
In the last 3 days?
I've been watching it live since it started.
Yeah, I don't think you're understanding how many hours of Survivor I've put into my life. Dumb.
Felix is like, I fucking hate that show.
Have you guys seen what was it called? I don't know. Coffee and Kareem?
No.
It's on Netflix. It just came out and it's a movie and it has the guy that plays the dentist in The Hangover. I don't know what his name is. I'm not good with names.
Well, he's good.
And then the girl that plays Cookie off of Empire is like his girlfriend, and he's a cop, and then she has a stepson. Oh my gosh. You guys have to see it. It's hilarious. We watched it last night, and I haven't laughed that long, like that hard in a long time.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's so funny.
It's awful.
Awful?
Ouch.
Hey, Gabe, I'm going to cut my hair like you. I'm tired of this non-haircut shit.
Oh, dude.
You barely have any hair.
It just got so hot.
No,
burn.
Should we do it right now when we're talking to them?
Yes, you should.
I'm only on
my live buzzing.
Fourth margarita.
Johnny, you need to cut your hair next, too.
My hair's not very long. I actually cut it pretty close to right before we went into quarantine because we were going to go to Mexico.
I'm pretty sure that Elisa is rolling her eyes so hard at you right now.
It's really not that long.
Pull your hat off.
My hair's not that long.
Oh. Watch out, kid, and play.
Wayne,
fucking up my headphone game.
Juan's kind of got this Wayne Newton thing going on when he takes his hat off.
And I know, right?
Not unusual to be loved by the one.
I can't start a watch party. That's weird.
Neither could I.
So are you back in the car this 2 weeks later, too?
Yeah, he's just been in the car.
Are you still in the car?
I didn't know what you were talking about there for a second.
That's his quarantine.
Well, because I saw Sam posted that you guys were doing live, and he looked like he was actually in the land of the living, and now he's back in the dungeon.
Because he turned his lights off for some reason. He needed the mood lighting.
He's trying to be a creepy guy or what?
I can't hear Doyle again.
Me neither.
Shit, I know.
His audio's out.
Hey, Doyle, your headphones aren't working again.
Is he watching porn?
No. He probably,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. My headphones just stopped working for some reason.
That's awesome.
It's probably because you hadn't said anything in about 20 minutes.
My lights, I've been saying constant things, actually. My lights were never
we have
on,
not heard the them.
Now the sun his is down. What?
He doesn't think have lights in his house because he's Mexican.
Hey, yeah, you don't turn the lights on at night. Bill. You only get the lights
no shut up order right
or
now.
The TV or the computer. You don't get all of them.
Too much kilowattage.
Electricity, it slows down.
If I turn on the lights, my mom will be here in 3 minutes flat. You're wasting electricity.
Just tell her you pay the rent.
It's true.
Mijo, you turn the light off.
Yeah. I pay lots of bills that I have no control over. My phone bill, pay all of it. No control over anything.
Wait, what?
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Do you not pay your own bills?
So I pay my phone bill.
He pays other
my mom is
bills.
On the phone bill. I'll randomly just get messages like, your phone shit's been up, or this person got a new phone. I'm like, I guess I just keep paying for that. Thanks for letting me know.
Tim's giving you hearts.
Yay!
Fucking cell phone bill as much as rent almost.
Kind of want bread. I don't want Matt to bake cinnamon bread again.
No, I'm just a stoner.
Look at her hair right now. It's like Ace Ventura.
It is.
Put it up like Donnie's.
You can't put your hair up like me. You only got like five hairs.
Something about
you got to bring it straight down like the band Misfits.
He looks like Zippy. Yeah, he's like Zippy the Pinhead.
Randy, what's up, buddy?
He looks more like...
So weird. Oh, man.
It's like Spanish Dracula or something.
Back today.
Hey, you don't even know what to talk about. Like, what are we supposed to talk about?
Whatever you want.
Well, I know, but, like, nobody... They watched that... Caleb and Kareem or whatever.
Kareem.
Coffee
Caleb?
And Kareem.
Sorry. Who that new Caleb?
I posted the trailer in the comments, so. Juan, you watched...
I'm just trying to spread the word that we're live on Facebook, so I haven't talked a lot.
You watched Survivor. You've watched a lot of Survivor.
Oh, shit ton of Survivor.
Simple.
Barbie Dreamhouse.
Yeah, Hannah's watched a lot of Barbie Dreamhouse.
Watching it right now.
We've been watching the Harry Potter movies. That's been awesome. We're on the sixth one. Hannah is...
Seven.
We just finished the sixth one. Hannah's loving it, except for every single movie. She's like, who's that guy? That's Ron. Who's that guy? That's Harry. Who's that? That's, you know, Hermione.
She likes Hermione.
Who's the old guy again? That's Dumbledore. Okay, cool. Like, she asks us the main characters' names, every single movie.
You know who
movie.
She remembers every single time is Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, because he's...
She hates him.
Does she not understand, like, aging of characters, or...
I don't know what's going on with it. It's really weird.
Well, she's watching them all for the first time, one after the other, and we probably watched them all for the first time as they came out, right?
Yeah, that's true. We watched Tiger King, Gabe.
You watched what?
Tiger King.
Oh, god damn, that show was awesome.
So did you hear that they filmed another thing today, and they're going to release it next week?
Oh, no shit? I didn't know that. That's
they're
awesome.
They're adding a bonus episode.
They're adding a bonus episode to Tiger King now.
Oh, yes!
She's very happy.
That same Harry Potter genre, that Tales of Beetlejuice just came out as well.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
The little book they reference with their fairy tales.
Yeah.
They have each fairy tale has like an excerpt by Dumbledore after it. What do you think?
That sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's a really quick read. And then the Audible version is only like an hour and a half.
It's going to fall off.
I told you.
It's a pretty short book.
Yeah, it's just like a really quick book of like short fairy tales. It's not
go back and forth.
It's still pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Dumbledore's the worst.
Shut up, Juan.
I just had to watch Dumbledore die again. Okay, so calm down.
It's the only one they ever show on TV. It's the Friday 3 of Fridays.
Hi, Alicia. I love you.
I do like how the students are... Well, I don't know if they're over school, but like... Hermione's like, I need more school, and Dumbledore's like, here, you can
try. I think this one's mine.
To break child labor laws.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of, it's crazy, like, the kind of shit that they, like, do at their school. You're like, I get that they're wizards and whatnot, but definitely a lot of people get murdered at your school, and that is a really big problem.
And how come the only teenage Mexican witch is the only one that gets pregnant in the show?
This is true. That's fucked up.
Racist.
That'd be funny as fuck, though.
How about you, Tim? What have you been doing?
Playing a lot of Destiny 2. It's just more and more and more. No, I've been kind of piggybacking on what Alicia's been doing. She'll get like an audiobook off of Hoopla or this other thing she's got, and then she'll watch the corresponding movie that got made off of the book.
Oh, that's
cool. So it's been kind of fun, like comparing different romance novels that she's reading compared to the movies.
That sounds less cool that you're watching romance novels.
Well, not all of them have been terrible. No. One of them was called, like, The Girl on the Train or something like that. That movie was pretty awesome. But I guess it compares almost note for note for the book. That one was kind of like this crime noir, basically.
A crying noir?
Crime, not crying.
Okay, I was like, what the fuck
is that? Like, it starts off like all the other stupid romance movies, like, oh, girl falls in love with guy. But, like, that movie's tipping point was, oh, she's actually, like, the side chick, and now she's going to go, like, ruin this guy's life by, like, revealing herself. And the guy, like, almost tries to kill her, like, several times.
Of course it does.
Pretty crazy.
Did you get that work?
It's a chauvinistic world. Sometimes you gotta murder a side bitch, you know?
Wow, that's awful. Shit.
All right, let's see what happens.
So I have what are you doing?
I have like 3,500, 4,000 friends, and I just posted the link to this.
Oh my god.
Did you push the plus button on to add friends?
No, I copied the link and posted it on my Facebook.
See,
maybe people will join us. Maybe they won't. Who knows?
They're all good
bitches.
More people are going to start telling you got hacked.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's always fun. So with PlayStation Now, you can play Horizon Zero Dawn, which is like a big open world game, which is good because they're super time consuming. It's kind of like Skyrim, but with, like, robots.
Some of that game takes place in Colorado, too.
Yeah, and it's really fun.
I have a feeling I know where some of the time that you guys didn't watch the shows for the show went to.
No, absolutely.
Can confirm.
I was supposed to watch Best of the Best today. I even said this in the episode, and then instead I played the game. I'm so
busy playing Destiny and that stuff. Right.
I'm so busy, guys. We got to do school for Hannah on Saturday and Sunday.
He did say it. I heard.
Oh man, I do have to school Hannah pretty much every day, but usually it's at board games. I beat her at Clue. I beat her at Monopoly Junior. That's right. I'm bragging about the ways I beat my 8-year-old at board games. Beat her at Catan. A beater at Ticket to Ride.
I know it's just like an age and, you know, like that's what they know at that age, but I've done a few of the classworks with my nephew and the whole time you're just sitting there going like, why are you so retarded? Like, dude, just do it. Just add it together. You spell frog.
Wow.
A couple days ago, Hannah goes, how do you spell what? I was like, you know how to spell what. You've probably spelled the word what 1,000 times. She's like, I don't remember how to spell it. I'm all sounded out. She writes down W-U-T. I'm like, I'm going to freaking scream. I was like, how does your teacher not choke you every day?
That's what I'm saying. Is like, you obviously don't say any of that out loud, but I can't imagine I wouldn't have that in my mind as I taught like 30 kids. And I'm just like, the fuck are your parents doing? Like...
Right? And here I am thinking to myself, what the fuck are her parents doing? Like,
just gonna throw cookies at little bitches and make them watch Forrest Gump every day.
That's a long ass movie.
What's been your drink of choice over the quarantine so far?
Scotch. Scotch.
Margaritas.
In fact,
I've been doing
this scotch
every morning.
To be specific.
Oh, okay. Hey, show that again, Sam.
Amberfield?
Yeah. Amberfeldy.
Fix your fucking hair.
What hair?
Fine.
How about you, Juan? What have you been drinking?
We filled a couple of growlers from Chief and Kettle down the road.
Nice.
Was that beer or wine? What is it?
Beer.
Beer. Yeah.
My vanilla stout was my favorite.
He charged me $20 for almost a growler and a half. It was pretty fucking cheap.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him who your brother is?
I told him that I had a brown swimming Mexican that was my brother.
What are you doing?
And he charged him an extra $10.
Why are you barking?
Yeah. He asked if my brother was a wall climber or a swimmer.
Know what that means.
Just wanted to know if he could, you know, repave his driveway or redo his roof.
As soon as he's asking if he's like a friend.
He can do all that.
I just got over here borderline.
Dude, I just hear Doyle mumbling nonsense. Like, I have no fucking idea what he's saying. I just hear Doyle going,
I don't know why.
The you problem is, because you're sitting like 50 feet away from your computer. You're all.
I'm actually like leaning against it, man.
He mumbles into the computer, and it's super dark in there, so I can't see his face either.
I'm just waiting for a hand to like come out from behind and just be like,
"Oh God,
you and me both."
I'm hanging out. Me both.
If that happens, I will die laughing. Like,
I'm hanging up.
Chrissy will hang up, and I'll be like, "Oh fuck!"
I'm hanging up. I'm gonna scream and hang up.
I'll just be like, "I don't want called it."
Bah, bah, bah.
Bah, 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 remix.
Pretty sure Petrie and I can take any random murderer in the dark.
Petrie, especially.
For sure, Petrie.
Just come on,
I invited John to this earlier, but then I never heard back from him.
Weird.
I could have just told you that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Where'd Tim go? Did he get taken by the hand?
No, I think he's putting tater tots away or something.
Fuck. I'm still here. I'm on the call.
Whatever.
My wireless. Lately has been orange urgency every day.
Jesus. It's terrifying.
We're all like, liquor, booze, beer, emergency.
How's your work going, Doyle? Tell us about that.
We're still shipping meat. I guess people have to eat even in the quarantine, so I have to go to work.
You're essential, Doyle.
So now my watching job comes with the added fear of dying. That's cool.
I watched
mine too.
I watched WrestleMania last night.
Was it dumb?
It wasn't great.
With no crowd and everything?
The Undertaker's like match with AJ Styles, which was like, you know, like filmed kind of like a movie, like kind of like an action movie. That was pretty fun. I went back and watched that ladder match. That was really good. I mean, the matches weren't bad, but I mean, they were just weird. They should have done more of the stuff that they did with The Undertaker and AJ, because without something to break it up. It's just like match after match in the same place in an empty arena with nobody cheering. So it just,
yeah, I don't know, it just weird.
Wasn't, it wasn't horrible. It just wasn't great really either.
Flat. Awkward. Yeah,
it's flat. It's really flat and awkward.
I noticed that with all of them. All of the AEW stuff, all of the WWE stuff.
I don't know. All
the crappy little mistakes and all the stuff that you're generally not supposed to see when they're painting to the crowd, you see. And so it just comes off a lot worse.
AEW, I think, has been doing slightly better, like, week to week with, like, having factions and, like, people outside of the ring to, like, kind of provide almost some kind of fan energy. But then it, you know, it's still weird. Like, it's still not great. It's just not horrible either.
Maybe they
definitely need to take a break.
Ryan Roth, hello. Tonight was really good. I'm guessing you're talking about wrestling. Don't you know?
I would assume.
Maybe they need to just play like crowd noise during the match, like over the intercom or whatever in the stadium.
So when I was talking with Juan last night, because we watched the main event last night, which was that Undertaker match. So they actually had like a soundtrack behind it. Like there was actually like music and special effects. And you could tell that they had like filmed and cut things so that the Undertaker wouldn't look so old and slow and crappy at stuff anymore. Like they did a really good job of like editing it into a movie. And I wish they would have done more of that, like in retrospect. So I don't know. I've already read a couple times that the John Cena Fiend Firefly Funhouse match was really good. So, I'm excited to watch it tonight. Like it was on basically the entire time we were recording. So
is that
and it's already fucking over. Like it went from like 5 to 8 or something like that.
Yeah, I think they were both 3-hour nights, so it would have been pretty close to a normal WrestleMania.
He won the belt?
Hmm?
Oh.
Who? Which one?
Sorry. Spoiler.
Oh, whatever.
Did you like
that? Ryan said the Cena and Wyatt match was like that. So nice. It sounds like it was produced a little bit more as well.
I like that. I love that shit. I love, going back and watching like Matt Hardy's Broken Universe stuff from Ring of Honor is really cool, and I don't know, I kind of like stuff like that. It was weird watching it last night, though. The Undertaker, not a great actor. That is for certain.
Do you think he should have stayed retired?
A lot of the comments I read said that a lot of people liked his acting.
he was so, like, it was like dorky. Like, you know when you watch, like, a horror movie, and you like love it porn? because it's like dumb.
What I love horror movies.
Not a horror movie, a horror movie.
Oh, no, not Debbie Does Dallas. More like Dracula.
Felix said porn.
When you watch bad porn acting.
I watch a lot of those, too.
I tend to stay away from the ones with plots.
No, I like porn with plots. Porn with plots is fun.
Oh, those are my favorites.
I just like the one where a random chick just enters the wrong room, like, oh my god, there's 8 dicks here. And then, oh god.
better stay.
did you order a sausage pizza? Like, I like that level of plot.
Yeah.
Did you order a sausage pizza?
It'd be funny if he's just like, hey, I'm stuck in the washing machine.
Fucking the washing. How does that even work?
I don't know, but there's a bunch of porns about that. So.
Oh no!
I'm a big fat dude, and I've never gotten stuck in a washing machine. So.
Oh no! I glued my hand to the table.
Yeah. What? That seems weird.
Maybe she.
I don't even know what that means.
While reaching into the washing machine.
Hey, Tori. Hey, Dom.
Oh, man. How, anybody that's in our comments or talking to us, what kind of stuff have you guys been watching, listening to, reading, to help you get through this, this time of separation?
Sounds like fucking Gabe's been watching a lot of washing machine stories.
Yeah, a fuckload of them. Like, I'm stuck under the sink, I'm stuck in the washing machine, I'm stuck under the table, I'm stuck behind this chair. Like
the These people should probably have the plumbing in their house checked out.
I'm stuck under the bed.
All these women just have back issues, Juan. Come on.
Oh, men can't be stuck in the washing machine or under the sink?
Throw their backs out at the most inopportune times.
My balls. Oh, stuck in my stepsister's washing machine.
Oh, God.
Wow.
This feels like something Gabe would actually do if Mel threw her back out.
Oh, man. No, it is not.
Oh, there's fucking Gabe's dog again.
Stuck in the shower, but Mom helps me get out.
Ooh.
Whoa. Why is this so weird? Why are you so fucked up?
Oh my gosh.
Why are you discussing this?
That feels like judgment.
You're right.
Felix is just talking about how that's his favorite episode.
Right?
Felix is like, that's my favorite shit when Mom helps him get out. Fuck yeah.
One's like, wait, that's my mom.
Yeah, that's yuckies.
Wait, Juan's mom helps me get out of the shower?
Oh, man. Yeah.
She might. If she is, good for her.
See, why don't they do woman fails CPR class by performing CPR in the wrong spot? You know what I'm saying? That's a real
what
thing.
The hell?
No, the thing is that you think that hasn't been made yet.
Yeah,
it
probably
I thought it was his mouth.
Yeah.
I brought something back to life.
Alicia is like ultimately regretting her decision to listen this evening.
What are you doing?
You seen how good I look.
Oh my god, you're dumb.
He died as he lived.
Careful not to bend too far over, Felix. You might get stuck.
On the couch.
Stuck in the couch.
Then Juan's mom will have, or your mom will have to come get you out.
My stepmom?
He's just trying to show off those two hairs on his head.
I was showing you that I shaved my beard. No bear look.
What beard? All I see is gray.
That's what I'm saying. That means I know a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that means?
Or he's full of it, shit.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Hey, that man walks to school uphill both ways.
Things get desperate, you can still wash plates with his face.
He's washing plates? Why? Because he's Mexican? Fucking tame, you racist.
Not what I meant, but sure.
Gotta wash dishes. Can't do nothing else.
Wash those dishes.
Typically, we work all the back of house positions.
Cooks, dishwashers.
They just don't let us wait.
If you come. You come and see the people that take care of my laundry, they're white. I don't hire Mexicans.
That's me! Which I guess
like,
I'm white.
I'm the
I guess
one that does the laundry.
Yeah, I'm like... Johnny has a white gardener, too.
Juan, that I garden!
So does Alicia. You're white gardener.
Yeah.
I can see it in your, I can see it in that chest of yours.
We're co-gardeners in the chest? I don't even know what that means.
It means you like work out a lot, dude.
Johnny, will you please go get your eyes checked, bud?
No, my eyes are bad. Yeah. I don't need to get them checked to know that.
Can you imagine it's like right a whole now, new but world? I can see just fine. It's weird.
I keep going stoned. Back and forth to Facebook to see if anybody said anything. Though them bitches haven't said shit.
Yeah, it's dead out there.
How do we know?
Dead it's out dead. In the world today.
It's Sunday, everybody's got to go back to work.
No, they don't.
Nobody has to go back to
maybe
work.
Maybe we're the only ones left.
I came from to work and then have to go back to work, so he is correct.
Just because you weigh as much as everybody doesn't mean you're everybody.
Oh.
Damn.
Ouch.
I wasn't even directed at me, I don't think.
No, it was.
It was, and I don't think so either.
Except I'm not the one who made the everybody comment. So why did it be directed at me?
It just is, Doyle. It just is.
Really fat guy Doyle. Fat. It's really weird.
Hell how long yeah, you been growing that beard, man?
Mine?
You have to say, yeah, it's got patches in that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's because my face doesn't like to grow hair right.
It's because he hired a white gardener, Mira.
I don't get anything right here. Nothing right here. It's not like 8% Indian that I am. Fucks me over.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to build up a freaking, whatchamacallit here.
The sounds like sex liked, toys.
The spy liked there my video, or my post on it.
The spy? I like the yeah. spy.
No.
No way, yeah, the spy's cool. That. The spy's been really cool lately.
I said I like the spy.
Oh, I thought you said spy. I don't the like spy? The spy.
What's the spy?
So my friend Michael Lingle, he, when I quit Lingle. Working at the nerd store, he started working at the nerd store, and then one day he came onto the show to, like, he basically just was on the show talking about the shop or something like that. Then, like, 2 weeks later, after he had been on our podcast, Travis at the Nerd Store started his own podcast. And we're like, hey, I think they stole our idea, and I think that's why Michael came on our show 2 weeks ago. And we started calling him the spy.
Oh.
But he's yeah, my friend. He doesn't work for that guy anymore. So.
I can't imagine a show I'd rather.
Our show's better.
Yeah.
Did you just say good. That show's better?
I listened to his radio show once, and I just wanted to like fucking shoot myself.
Wow.
Wow.
He's really boring guy. Like, I mean, I don't even want to talk shit about him normally because I've had some good conversations with the guy, but like why the fuck is this guy on the radio? He pays yeah. for that.
I think he pays to do it. I
you gotta
think
know
it's like
lane.
An infomercial, effectively. I don't know. It's weird.
Are you saying that you're okay that the nerd store's closed now?
No, I'm not saying that. Like that, I don't think. I want somebody's business to fail because they fail at it, not because something fucking crazy happens. You know what I'm saying?
I can get behind that.
Like, I want you to be successful because you're successful. I want you to fail because you failed. I don't want you to have to close down your business because a fucking virus made everybody go home. Like, that sucks ass. That would suck ass for anybody.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy to think about.
Pick me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have a friend that's a tattoo artist.
In the diamond business?
I do have a friend in the diamond business. I have a couple friends that are hairdressers. My cousin is a hairdresser. I mean, that sucks ass. Like, she just went from normal every day to no income, like, immediately. It's fucking crazy to think about.
Is the hairdresser the one that cut your hair? They might need to stay closed.
No. Mel cut my hair with a little and I've been eating my beard up, so
I've been eating manamba beans now. I no longer
bean sandwiches?
Oh yep. Man, I love bean sandwiches.
I have been making every week I make a pot of beans though. You can't go wrong with that.
We've been making, like, fry bread and, like, just all sorts of homemade shit. Like, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
I'm doing a ton of HelloFresh.
If you go out in Greeley, it's really, it doesn't feel like Greeley is obeying the quarantine.
They are not.
No. Like, although I will say I had to go to my shop today, which is right next to Target, just because we were donating some cloth that we use there. Since we're not using it there, we're using it for his company that's actually making masks. And so I went in there, and I will say Target's parking lot was dead, which I was very happy to see that. And we were there, what, like at 2?
It's every time I go out to work, I see packs of, like, fucking children running around.
See, that's what I noticed. So I've been going to get, like, groceries and stuff, like, once a week. Like, I've just been going out on, like, Fridays. Yeah. And that's what I've been noticing is the same thing Doyle noticed. Just, like, eight, nine kids just wandering around or, like, hanging out in, like, the park. And I think it's because so many people that live in this area are considered, like, essential workers, like, whether they are or not, that a ton of people are going to work and their kids aren't at school. So
they just need to close kids
wandering around.
I feel like they need to close all the shit that's, like, fast food and shit like that. Like, I understand why my place has to stay open a little bit, but even I think they should close our plant down for a couple days and, like, deep clean the shit out of that bitch and
bring absolutely
back limited people as opposed to what they're doing.
See, you at least, like, ship out food. I don't know why the fuck I'm essential. Fucking delivering junk mail and birdseed and bullshit. Like,
you're delivering bills.
No,
one in 20 packages
still need my bills
or something.
Yeah, but we are paperless.
Stimulus
on all of our bills, so everything is just junk anymore.
Yeah. We're having Johnny write letters to his classmates.
Hannah's been using Messenger Kids a lot.
Aren't you a number one mom?
To
get some.
Only for the next couple of days until I go back to work.
Hannah's been using Messenger Kids a lot and talking to, like, her friends and her grandma and stuff like that. And then they've been, her class has been using Zoom, and they've been getting on Zoom twice a week as a class and, like, just that's hanging awesome out with each other. They did show and tell on Friday and stuff like that. And this, you know, they just that's chatted awesome for like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah. We're doing Zoom every day.
Johnny gets Zoom every day.
That's awesome.
So does Kenny. Kenny has three or four Zooms a day.
When are people supposed to get those, like, stimulus checks?
Probably not another 2 weeks.
They said
if you get your IRS refund via direct deposit and they have that information on file, it's generally 2 weeks. If you get a paper check for your refund, then it's going to be somewhere in, like, the next three to four months. Yeah.
We're waiting for just the portal so that we can put our information in, because we don't get refunds. Like, we. I'm like, refund? What the hell's that? I haven't had that
before. I get a refund every year. Woo!
Yeah. Wait till your kids leave. No!
I had to file that's for unemployment right for the first time. I'll still time get a refund. That was weird.
Yeah, I did too.
Are you fully unemployed, so are you guys not or are you just unemployed during the coronavirus?
Well, no. Like, I'm not, like, fired. They basically just told us when we can go back to work, they'll call us.
So you're laid off.
Yeah.
What about you, Johnny?
They're still paying us a little bit. It doesn't affect me at all, but they told us that they would be paying our this month and probably next month's medical, whatever your shit is. Yeah, your premiums. And they're supposed to be working out a way to pay us. I'm hoping next week, but we'll see how that goes. But they gave us a job attached letter if we did want to go, if we did want to file for unemployment, which just means that we're employed no matter what, but we're not working because of the virus.
Yeah. We basically got effectively the same thing. Just when the state contacted our job, they just said, yes, these people have been furloughed because of coronavirus. That's that. So
I am glad that if my the plant does get shut down, I am guaranteed like 38 hours a week pay.
Until that's nice.
That's good.
Yeah, we're getting paid. I just don't know how much it is yet.
I'm not.
Because we got our first pay.
I'm not.
We got our first paycheck yesterday. It just was our. It was from March, so none of that shit. None of the other shit kicked in yet.
I'm still working and my pay sucks.
You're all business as usual.
Yeah, no hazard pay, no nothing.
Not giving you guys any
hazard really
pay?
Bother you when you're delivering stuff?
Yeah. I've had a couple of people come up to me like, and I'm like, can you please hang out right there until I'm out of here?
That's weird. And all the time that I've gotten mail, I don't think I've ever walked out to my mailman.
Yeah.
No. My
it's likely to get it because they're just handling people's mail that likely have coronavirus.
Yeah. And I mean, most of my customers are like pretty okay with it cuz the neighborhood both of the neighborhoods I deliver to are like $1 million homes and up. So most of those people are like pretty respectful of the situation cuz they've got a lot more to lose than the average person. Southeast Parker.
Oh,
like all those big ass mansions and old ranches. Yeah,
tell them to throw you a milli for your hard times.
One of them did give me a little card, gift card to Texas Roadhouse.
Nah,
that was pretty dope.
Put a tip jar out there.
I know, right? Just leave it on the side of the mail truck when I'm driving by.
Yeah,
hundreds and hundreds of tip jars.
It's been all right, though.
On the truck, not on their property, Doyle.
But then they have to come to you to tip you. Oh, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, they just come to the side of the truck.
Or just deliver a bunch of empty envelopes that say tip on them.
Albie, what's up?
How's the pee and poo water?
What the hell does that even mean?
Did nobody listen to remember the last time we had him on he this?
Remember last night how we could only hear like every third word he said? He was just like, huh? Pee, poo, water. Like,
I do remember that. That's funny.
You don't listen to our own show, Lon? Come on, man. I was dying to that part on my delivery.
I don't remember.
Albie's making Jankum.
Oh, man.
His daughter, apparently.
The African poo and pee drug. Jankum.
I don't know what that means.
Jankum?
In Africa, because they're poor, if you piss and you poop in a jar, and you cover it, and you put it in the sun for like 2 days, you open it, and then you breathe in whatever fuck is in there, evidently it makes you high as fuck.
What the hell?
Jankum. Like, seriously, you guys have never heard of Jankum before?
Doyle's talking about a pee poo pie.
I mean, it's not real. It's like an urban legend, but
supposedly, I've heard people that try to make it average. I don't know that it's real, obviously.
It's not real.
I've heard of people trying to make it in prison.
Where is this?
Just letting the toilet get real messed up.
Oh my god.
Where is this?
This episode got weird.
When I read about it, they were saying people were trying to shut it down because like a group of refugees in Africa was trying to make it. A bunch of people were getting sick. But
it was two Africans, one cup.
That's just Doyle reading more of his like racist newspapers or whatever the hell.
That was like a story on Google one day.
Sure it was, Doyle. Sure, racist Google.
It was.
I posted the Wikipedia page for Jankum in the thread. So
that's where I first did it. Refugees getting sick.
I can't.
Christy did a bunch of Jankum. That's what's going on down there in that corner.
Probably.
So this quarantine needs to be over in 2 weeks so we can get to the chest waxing.
Right.
I just need this quarantine to be over so I can actually do my conventions this year.
It's definitely not going to be over.
I have a feeling conventions just might be taking a dump this year. Kind of canceled off forever.
So far, the back end of Denver Comic Con, he seems pretty optimistic that it's still going on.
I think San Diego is now officially considering the dates. Wasn't that an article I saw a little while ago? I know Bergie from Altered Reality said that Colorado Springs and Rhode Island are still both on.
Well, yeah, it's because they both suck.
I
know it's so much
industry by that point.
There's not enough people to be closer than 6 feet together.
Now I know you're lying. Yeah, really. It's like Denver Park 2 down there.
It was pretty full.
It's like going through full sometimes.
I really want Vegas Con to still be on, man, because that was kind of like a vacation for me and Alicia this year too.
Yeah, Christy's refilling her giant margarita.
You could just still go to Vegas.
I got my.
Would love to, but the strip's like shut down right now. All the casinos are closed.
Well, I mean, once they reopen, they'll reopen eventually.
But I'm just saying that we have a love-hate relationship with Colorado Springs Comic Con.
That is
yes,
true.
I'm aware.
There's like some really awesome people coming this year that I would like to interview, not go stare at.
We can't.
Felix dead.
We can't. We don't even. We can't even get you a ticket, Doyle. You have to buy your own ticket. They're so busy. They only gave us two tickets this year.
So which one?
To Colorado Springs.
I mean, last one I thought was kind of a joke, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You couldn't even interview anybody, and like I don't understand.
That's how it's always been.
It
doesn't make any kind of sense.
And the fucking getting, like, strip searched, like, kind of pissed me off. We're getting, like, pat down, like, super annoyed by that.
Their security is, like, a little over the top.
Considering that at San Diego, there's, like, people just telling you, if you don't have a badge, you can't walk past here. That's, like, the extent of the fucking security there.
Side note, Colorado Springs is not a little over the top. They were patting down, like, three-year-olds.
Yeah.
I know. It's insane. The security there.
A cop walked up to me aggressively with his hand on his gun. He didn't pull it out, but it was on his fucking gun. Like, I was like, whoa. He was like, you're not allowed to be talking to this guy. And I'm like, I'm just talking to him. No interviews. I'm like, you see a fucking microphone? Like, you should not be wearing a gun, let alone have your hand anywhere near it in that kind of a space.
Yeah.
They do have a lot of cool people coming, though. That's their only saving grace.
We need to try and nail down them all at Frankie's after party. That's when we get the good shit anyway.
Right. Well, we're not allowed to even... I can't even approach them under the guise of being press at the show. I have to approach them outside of the show somehow.
Maybe, do it from IMDb like we do everyone else.
Can't even, like, you're not even allowed to like email people that are going to be at the show and say to them, hey, I'm media at this convention. Can we do an interview over the phone before the show or after the show?
That's the problem. If they get wind of it, then they'll bitch at us.
I would maybe just try it once anyway, especially with somebody you really want to talk to.
I literally, Tim, had a woman security guard there fucking throwing shit at me for being my feet were on the tape. So my toes were sticking over the tape. She was giving me nonstop shit to back up, but the people right behind me were, like, basically touching me already. I could not physically back up, and she would not get off my ass about it for, like, 15 minutes.
Just like, I'm a big guy. What do you want?
I was like, I don't know what to do.
That's where the coronavirus started. Too close.
It is a weird convention.
I always have a great show there. So
you guys
honestly think
that this stuff's really going to go on?
I don't.
Well, that show's in August.
I don't think it's going to.
That show's in August or September.
Yeah, but even the Democratic Convention, they're thinking that it's not going to even happen. And that's August. Yeah,
that's in August. I think people are going to be really weird about going to stuff like that, too. Like, there's going to be a lot of people that don't want to go.
Yep.
So there was this,
there's just going to be that fear to be in public now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there was this guy who was, like, talking about how he had projected the coronavirus. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. And how everything so far that his company has projected has lined up, like, to the dates up to now. And he thinks it's more of, like, continuing 3-month process, like, not over anytime soon.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true or not, just what he said. But if he's really legitimately been right, predicting, like, the spread from China to now, he might be onto something.
Like, if you look at how China, like, responded, like, they didn't say, like, shelter in place except for essential business. They, like, literally shut down, like, the whole city that it was in.
I'm sure
it still took them 2 months to, like, get to where they were even letting people come out of their homes again and calm it down. Yeah. And we're, and like,
our president barely started taking shit seriously, like, a week ago. So,
yeah. If that,
I don't think it matters, bro.
Seriously, still, dude.
You're not gonna. Yeah. The problem is, you're not. You don't have a regime, and America's not set up that way where shit's just gonna shut down, because you're gonna have people that are coming out and America, you government can't tell us what to do, and they're gonna do whatever the fuck they want.
Obviously, you can't force.
Well, but the president did with businesses.
The president could have come out much earlier and suggested that the states close themselves down, like, as opposed to being like, don't worry about it, it's not that big a deal.
No, I agree with you there, 100%.
I think a lot of the
early did he say we have this under control, that it's under control? I don't know how many times that he was talking about.
Before that, he was talking about how it was a hoax. He was talking about how it was fake.
And that it was the Democrats' fault.
Yeah, a Democrat hoax because they lost the impeachment trial. Like, yes, that is exactly what's going on, you fucking imbecile.
And then his first act wasn't to help people. And his first act wasn't to help people. He dumped $1 trillion into the stock market and Wall Street before he ever considered helping people.
Well, that story it's still circulating. I guess I don't know how true it is, but that as hospitals are placing bid for respirators and shit, that the government's outbidding them.
Yeah. It happened in Colorado, dude.
It happened in Colorado.
Did you see the interview on CNN or whatever?
Where he basically said, if the federal government's going to steal it out from under us, then they owe us that money. Like, and then he was like, if you're in, be in and do the fucking job. If you're not, be out and stay the fuck out of the way. Like, that's effectively what our governor said.
And
apparently Canada's even having the same problem with America right now, because I saw where their prime minister, like, issued Trump a warning. Like, if you don't stop taking medical supplies that we're trying to buy from distributors, and we're going to stop, you know, shipping medical supplies to the U.S. that we have it. You don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, China's shipping medical supplies to New York.
Yeah. Because they asked. We had to. The governor of New York had to ask China for help. What the fuck is going on?
Supposedly, we have 100,000 ventilators stockpiled that we're just waiting to see where they're needed.
No, it's not 100,000. It's 10,000.
Oh, 10,000, sorry.
Yeah.
Regardless, which is a third of what they need in New York.
I feel all like I wish Cuomo...
Oh, go ahead, Alicia.
I wish Cuomo could be president.
We are now reusing all of our PPE and, like, saving it. And so, like, I get one mask for, like, a week. And then I have to turn it in so it can get re-sterilized and reused.
That's terrifying. Like,
that's awful.
I wonder, does anyone know what happened to the New York doctor that did the secret footage in the ER? That was, like, all the shit that they're telling people is, like, a lie. There's, like, this fucking ice truck backed up to the hospital that are just throwing bodies into.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen the
refrigerated trucks. I've seen those several times.
Well, yeah, but she was saying that up till that point, I guess, the New York hospital administrators were telling people that everything was in control. They had all the ventilators they needed, and she was like, no, we don't. Like,
I think there's been a lot of that. A lot of, like, people in charge saying everything's under control when it's not, just so people don't panic, yeah. And then it just gets worse.
To me, like, that kind of shit, in my opinion, I mean, that should be very criminally prosecutable. With, like, death penalty on the line. Like, you telling people you're fine and they're dying. Like, that should be...
Yep.
You should go to jail for that.
So you heard about the naval, the captain, right, big carrier? And they released him.
They fired him.
And they were talking about it this morning, and they were saying that should be criminally prosecuted. The way that he was let go, because all he was doing was voicing his opinion to his superiors, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Did he leak it to the media at all?
It's crazy.
No, somebody else did.
Yeah.
I see some soldiers shouldn't talk, but that's even minor, I still don't think. But
they said that he got fired because he didn't inform his direct superior in writing. He sent it like to several people up the chain of command. And so he skipped his direct superior, so that's why they fired him. Like, that's what a bullshit reason. Like, you know,
yeah. That's what they say, though, also. I would bet you that I'd almost bet you that he told him several times and he was ignored, and so then he went up the chain.
100%. That's probably what happened.
Yep.
Well, did you see how his crew, like was cheering and, like, saying goodbye to him? Like,
yeah.
So that says that those soldiers all trusted him in command and, like, whatever. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, when this is all over and Trump's no longer president, that man will be reinstated, I hope. He won't be forgotten.
I don't even trust our fucking stupid-ass country. Trump.
I mean, that feels like the kind of shit that'll probably have a movie made about it.
Yeah.
During Trump's second term.
What Doyle said is the thing that scares me the most, is I don't think our country's smart enough to fucking elect somebody else even after all this bullshit.
Sadly.
Yell.
We should wrap Yell. Up on a happy Yell. Night.
Bye, baby.
She said bye.
Make sure to eat plenty of tacos.
Make sure to eat plenty of tacos.
All the tacos. Beans.
I love tacos.
And bean sandwiches, apparently.
Tacos. I do like me a bean sandwich.
Food.
I do like a bean sandwich.
I don't know that
I haven't had a bean sandwich in a minute, but it's still good, especially from the rehydrated beans, though. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, because they spread the best.
Ugh, so good.
I've never eaten that.
It's good.
Wow. Do you even Mexican, bro?
Dude, if I'm putting beans on bread, it's a tortilla, bro.
That's just called a burrito, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not a bean sandwich, fool.
I've never been like, let's use bread instead of a tortilla.
We should wrap this up.
I don't think I've ever been so poor about that.
What's something you're looking forward to this week, Juan?
This week? Oh, shit, yeah. I don't know. We're caught up on Survivor season-wise. We need to watch however many episodes are out on season 4 so far. Or season 40, I mean. But I don't know what we're watching Friday for the next show. But there's not, every day is kind of the same. You know, you're not really allowed to go anywhere. So it's what's on TV or let's go kick the ball outside or, you know what I mean? Every day is pretty much the same at this point.
Right? I'm looking Nap forward time. To potentially getting the coronavirus so I can stay home. Nice.
Tim, what are you looking forward to this week?
I've been searching for new mics.
Kind of on deck with Doyle.
Hoping to get that Rona so you can stay at home.
Yeah.
If I get coronavirus, you can come over and I'll just cough in your mouth and then...
I'd rather get it now while there's only a kind of a shortage in supplies, not later when there's definitely a shortage of supplies.
That's my thought, is especially like hearing like, damn it, I'm going to be working this whole time and when there's no more fucking anything and the system shutting down, they're like, and now you get the coronavirus.
Yep. That's pretty much how I expect to get it.
We did the math today. It has about a 5.5% mortality rate worldwide. So,
it's not good. I don't want it.
No.
I just feel like where I'm working, I'm bound to get it eventually.
Same.
For sure. Felix.
Although
and Chrissy.
I feel like I may have already had, because I was like deathly ill right before all the coronavirus shit.
Yeah, but
the problem is you're always deathly ill.
It's actually very untrue.
If it was in December or early January, you didn't get it.
No,
there's all sorts of people saying that shit, and it's just not true.
I got the Doyle virus once, and it almost killed me.
That's true. He sneezed right in his mouth. I was there for it, and it was fucking hilarious.
It was genuinely one of the funniest moments the show has ever had.
Yeah, me almost dying. That's great.
That's pretty great.
What's weird is it affected you way worse than me. So your immune system shit.
No shit. That shit almost killed me, dude. I had to call out of work for like a week for that shit.
Respiratory sicknesses like once every couple months.
What?
I
wake
up freezing.
What the fuck is that? Oh.
Are you going to bed?
No.
Well, then chill out.
Christina Cagle said, hey, Baldy.
Oh, hey, sis.
I was like, which one is she talking to?
She's talking to
She can't fair. See under your beanie.
Yeah, but Tim's also pretty bald.
Oh, yep. That's true. That motherfucker
Felix.
Bald.
Felix got like
might
that, little,
about me.
That little tongue.
Yeah. You know, Felix just has hair on his
hair
butt.
The front part.
That's where he gets this one from.
Oh,
he just pulls
we
it out.
We should have done that. Where we just cut the horseshoe.
That's just his ass hair.
He's just pulled his ass hair up.
Brushed it up from the back all the way to the top of his head.
Christy, that's Felix, you guys looking forward to anything this week?
That's a tail, I think. That's not ass hair.
Just this, I think.
Hopefully girls get stuck in the washer.
Yeah. Oh, man. On that note... be sure to visit us at TOTLB.com where you can find all the different social media places. You can go to our YouTube, tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube, which is a great way to keep in touch with us. Of course, you can you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB. It's the best way to help the show out besides telling a friend where to listen to it. And of course, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, something that you want us to talk about on the show, please give us a call, 970-573-6148. Stay inside. That is super dirty. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Petrie.
I'm Doyle.
Bye!
The louder!
This shit needs to end so Petrie can get a haircut.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Guys.
The next show real quick or before we all go offline? I don't know. Never mind. There goes Juwan.
No, it's just me and you again. They're all a bunch of savages, Doyle.
Yes.
The only two with dogs. All right. I got to dip out. It's time for me to go help do dishes. Since I didn't help with dinner. All right. Adios, amigo.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.